21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where Michael Bowl in Bangkok, Jamie Willett in Dubai, and Chris Carter and Dennis Grice at Concordia International School Shanghai review EdTech tools for you. You know, the thing about drinking coffee is it really gets me hyper and makes me excited. So today we're talking about something called caffeine. Michael, tell me about caffeine, please. I love caffeine.
Need to hurry up and do it, too, because I have to talk really, really fast.
I'll tell you, caffeine is a very basic little app that lets you have more control over what you and how your computer falls asleep or displays a screensaver. Now you have control of this in your regular system preference, but it's hard to dig there and change it on the fly. Say during a presentation with caffeine, you give it one little click and your machine will not fall asleep.
I love you, Michael.
Exclusions do not apply.
Can anybody understand me?
I want to slow that down.
So should I do that again? Caffeine is a very basic little app. So it's a tiny little app that lives in your menu bar up at the top. And it looks like coffee cup. And when you turn it on, your computer doesn't fall asleep. And I learned about this app. I'd heard about it for years, but somebody recommended that I review it because our principal was giving a presentation and her computer was on battery. It wasn't plugged in. So it kept falling asleep, and then she kept getting kicked off the Apple TV.
Why didn't you fix this for?
Yeah, no
you're
kidding.
Making it look bad.
It's too late now. So because of my principal, who shall remain nameless, at least until I'm unemployed, because she'll probably going to fire me.
I'm standing on principal there.
She's a very nice principal. So I thought, that's right, a cool little app. So, yeah, you turn it on and your thing doesn't fall asleep, and then you turn it off and it can fall asleep. Now, I think it was a different app, but I thought students use this because they could start doing those BitTorrent downloads and close their machine, and their parents would think their machine was asleep, but it would actually still be downloading all night.
You're so cute. Yeah.
So that seems to have changed. But one thing I like about it is you can set it to only work for a specified period of time, let's say an hour. So I know if I turn it on, I'll probably forget to turn it off. And then my battery will die or something. So I would probably at a presentation say, okay, work for no more than an hour. Then I'd use it on and off. And if I forget to turn it off, then I know it's going to be okay in 1 hour.
Right.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd have an image burning to my screen and know myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, my only concern is all the extra energy our power grid will face now. Because we won't be letting our computers fall asleep as fast.
We've gone from being vampires, to like full-on World War Z zombie energy suckers now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, in the old days, we used to say it was terrorism. Now we say it's zombies.
It is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
In fact, I think ISIS are a bunch of zombies. Actually, I think what the truth is. Not telling anyone. So they don't want to scare them.
Soon Donald Trump will be going after the zombies.
And that will be huge, Michael.
Huge. It's free, super easy to use. You just turn it on and off.
My hair.
And probably best for adults, though maybe some high school students might want to use it. But, a nice little app to have in the background.
It's a nice little thing to have. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Not quite as nice as a cup of coffee, but, almost as good.
Right. Yeah, well, we try. Yeah. So, do you want to know where to find it?
Yeah. Yes. Why don't you tell me where to – I know where to get caffeine. It's right in my kitchen.
It is.
Maybe not this.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this virtual caffeine, the best way to search for it is just to go to the Mac, not the iOS iPod
App
Store
okay.
or the iTunes Store, but the Mac App Store, and just type in caffeine, and that'll be it.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.